Federal officials offer emergency funding to providers as the Change Healthcare outage stretches into its fourth week. President Biden releases his proposed 2025 budget, which includes some big-ticket healthcare items. And the Food and Drug Administration says that the weight loss drug Wegovy can be prescribed for heart problems. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will make accelerated payments to healthcare groups impacted by the ongoing outage tied to United Health Group's Change Healthcare. Change's operations have been significantly disrupted following a cyber attack on its systems perpetrated by the ransomware gang known as Black Cat. Change has had to disable several of its functions since February 21st, including billing, prescription fulfillment, eligibility checks, and prior authorization requests. The Optum subsidiary handles more than 15 billion healthcare transactions every year and reportedly touches one in three patient records in the United States. Since the attack, healthcare providers and pharmacies have faced significant challenges getting reimbursed for services they provide. HHS and CMS said in a fact sheet released on Saturday that they would make accelerated payments to Part A providers, as well as advance payments to Part B suppliers. Under the plan, the accelerated and advance payments may be granted in amounts representative of up to 30 days of claims payments to eligible providers and suppliers. According to the release, the average 30-day payment is based on the total claims paid to either the provider or supplier between August 1st and October 31st, 2023, and then divided by three. These payments will be repaid through automatic recoupment from Medicare claims for a period of 90 days. A demand will be issued for any remaining balance on day 91 following the issuance of an accelerated or advance payment. In order to receive the accelerated payments, providers or suppliers need to prove that they have experienced a disruption in claims payment or submissions due to a business relationship they have with Change or through a third-party relationship with the company. They also must prove that they have been unable to get sufficient funding from other available sources to cover the disruption in claims payment, processing, or submission attributable to the Change outage, and that they do not intend to cease business operations and that they are presently not insolvent. CMS said that providers should reach out to their Medicare administrative contractors for assistance. This is the latest move from the federal government to assist healthcare providers and other healthcare-related businesses reeling from the ongoing Change outage. Previously, HHS and CMS introduced new flexibilities that allowed providers to easily switch clearinghouses in order to process claims. However, this is the first time the government has offered financial assistance, which many provider groups have been pushing for them to do. In a letter sent to healthcare leaders on Sunday, HHS Secretary Javier Becerra called on United Health to take responsibility to ensure that no provider is compromised by their cash flow issues stemming from the cyber attack, as well as expedite the delivery of funds to providers receiving advance payments from the company's health insurance division. Optum Financial Services recently established a temporary funding assistance program to support providers' short-term cash flow needs, but that program was criticized by many provider organizations, with the American Hospital Association claiming only a small number of hospitals would benefit from the program. United Health Group said last week that it expects to restore Change Healthcare systems by the middle of the month. The White House released President Biden's proposed $7.3 trillion budget for the 2025 fiscal year on Monday, as the incumbent seeks a second term. The budget covers a broad swath of policy initiatives, ranging from restoring the expanded child tax credit to affordable housing, but also includes a number of healthcare-related priorities. The White House is asking Congress to approve roughly $130.7 billion in discretionary funding for the Department of Health and Human Services, a $2.2 billion increase compared to the 2023 fiscal year. Under the budget request for HHS, the White House is prioritizing bringing down drug prices for Americans, including extending the $35 per month cap on a month's supply of insulin to the commercial health insurance market. The president also announced in last week's annual State of the Union address that he's seeking an expansion of the Inflation Reduction Act's rebates and the $2,000 per year cap on out-of-pocket drug spending to the commercial market. This officially made its way into the budget. Currently, these caps only apply to Medicare beneficiaries. The budget also contains a new Medicaid-like healthcare coverage plan for states that have, so far, not expanded the safety net program under the Affordable Care Act. The budget would also provide financial incentives for states to maintain their existing expansions. So far, 9 states have refused to expand Medicaid. The White House is proposing a tax increase to fund the Medicare program from 3.8% to 5% for those with annual incomes over $400,000. The budget also seeks to close a loophole in federal law that the White House says allows certain business owners to avoid paying Medicare taxes on profits. The budget includes money for hospitals to shore up their cybersecurity efforts amid ongoing cyber attacks on healthcare organizations. The White House is proposing allocating $800 million through HHS to help high-need, low-resource hospitals cover the upfront costs of putting cybersecurity efforts into place, as well as an additional $500 million in an incentive program to invest in advanced cybersecurity practices. The budget faces an uncertain future in a politically divided Congress. In a joint statement released on Monday, top Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, called the budget misguided and that it was, quote, a roadmap to accelerate America's decline, unquote. They called on House Republicans to reject the budget proposal. The Food and Drug Administration gave the green light on Friday for the weight loss drug Wegovy to be prescribed to reduce serious cardiovascular problems. Wegovy is manufactured by Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk. It's the brand name version of the GLP-1 agonist drug semaglutide, and it originally received FDA approval for chronic weight management in June 2021. Semaglutide is also sold under the brand name Ozempic to treat type 2 diabetes. The FDA expanded Wegovy's labeling last week based on the drug maker's SELECT cardiovascular outcomes trial, which tested the drug over a 5-year period in more than 17,000 adults aged 45 years or older who were either overweight or obese and had an established cardiovascular disease, but who did not have a prior history of diabetes. Controlling for standard of care medical treatment and healthy lifestyle counseling, Wegovy was found to reduce the risk of major cardiovascular events by about 20%, including cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke. It's unclear currently what the expanded labeling could mean for improved access to Wegovy. Currently, Medicare does not cover weight loss drugs for beneficiaries. CMS said in a statement that it is reviewing the FDA's decision and will share more information as it becomes available. It's also unclear if the expansion will prompt health insurers to provide more coverage of the drug. So far, many insurers have been hesitant to cover the drug due to its high cost. The list price for a monthly supply of Wegovy is more than $1,300. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.